standing in the middle of it. And then this was looking towards the east. Then we have our staff report, decision of record, which is our standard special use. Nightly rental, decision of record. Then you all have your worksheet to look through when you're discussing. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Michelle Torres, and I'm representing Newton Lake Bluff, LLC. And as Scott said, we have an existing nightly rental. It's been a nightly rental since prior to 2012. And 2015 is whenever we took it over. We're asking to build another nightly rental on the lot located directly next to it.
And who manages the current nightly rental?
I do.
You do?
I do. I manage Branson Vacation Retreats, and I manage the current nightly rental.
Okay, let's... do we have anybody in the audience that's here to speak on behalf of the application? Anyone to speak on opposition of the application? Okay. Y'all want to come forward?
Hi, I live just down the road from this property here. I have a petition that I had several of our neighbors sign. If you'd like to see that, there's a dozen of us that are opposed to this for multiple reasons. I moved in about a year ago, and I like the area because it's out of Branson, out of the hubbub of Branson, very quiet community. I'm a single woman. I wanted something that was nice and safe. There's a lot of second homes there in the area. You know, we like the fact that there's not a lot going on there. There's not a lot of traffic, not a lot of homes. There is one, as she mentioned, one rental there now, and a couple others were just approved. We would just like to see that not expand anymore. There's plenty of other options for people in our area. You know, we're just down the road from Big Cedar and Branson Cedar Resort. You know, this is just a small residential area. We'd like to keep it that way. We don't want the extra traffic. There's only one way in and out, which is Tate Road. It just recently got chip and sealed, and the double yellow line ends well before our homes, so the road is not really wide enough. Personally, I've been walking down the road, and people that were renting the house just down the road, the one that she was speaking of, I got run off the road just walking, and I'm like, where's that car? So I went, and it was from that rental house. So, you know, people that rent houses, they're not concerned with, you know, safety, just anything to drive. They're not familiar with our roads, anything like that. So we're just kind of worried about our peace being disturbed there. There, you know, that would just be additional septic waste near the lake, I guess. That's about all I have.
And where's your home at?
I am.
Okay.
So, you know, these people will be coming down here, and these roads are not, you know, the double yellow ends way back here, and the road's really not, you know, if you meet a car in several places, you've got to kind of pull off. You got to know the roads. And people drive like crazy people if you don't know the roads. Well, they do if they do, but.
Yeah. You've just lived there a year?
I've just lived there a year, yes.
And did you not know that you ever had that house that was on that lot?
I did not at the time, but we've not had a whole lot of problems with that. But I just don't want to see it continue to grow with a bunch of nightly rentals. You know, like you said, there were just a couple of others approved, and we just don't want to continue to see this happen in our nice, quiet residential neighborhood.
And you said you had a list of 12?
Yes,
or so?
You want that? Uh-huh. Yes. That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for your time. So,
my husband and I, that is our residence. That is actually our second residence. We know the business world and mortgage and real estate world very well in St. Louis. We have been down here since July of 2018. We chose this area because of the residents. We looked for probably 2.5 years down here because we fell in love. Springfield with Branson, the lake, obviously. We chose to stay south of 86 because of the peace, the serenity, the calm, the quiet, and the fact that we only have about 35 maybe homes in that area south of Integrity Hill. It's just people that just want the quiet and the peace. So we are concerned about the traffic, about the noise. We have a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home. Very lovely little cabin. The intent that we had was to retire down here. Well, I don't know. I can't have a definite on what that would do to my property value. Putting in another nightly four-bedroom rental right across the street. It could increase it. It could decrease the resale value. So it's a tough call. I don't see how it would increase my property value. I just discovered the two other nightly rentals yesterday while walking around getting the petition signed. We were not told. We were not aware. Because you only have to be within 1,000 feet. Well, this is, again, a very small residential place, and we could get more signatures if we needed to, if more people knew, or if we had done the legwork and gotten more. Because nobody knows if they're outside that 1,000 feet. And that's pretty much all I have.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Was there one other? Okay. So no one else? You want to come back up?
You ready for me to talk?
Sure.
We do add value to the neighborhood. Whenever we purchased the house on the corner, we renovated it and put an additional $250,000 into that house to change the look. I should have brought before and after pictures. The house now looks like it's a cabin lodge type facility. It's very nice. It rents for a lot. Most guests are very quiet, very nice. I have an alarm system I can see. Most of them go to bed by 10. Occasionally, you know, maybe not. However, I've never received a call or nobody's ever complained to me or said anything to me about anything that happens there. Building another cabin there would only increase the value as we plan to spend at least $300,000 building the cabin. It'll be a very nice cabin. We are very selective. We don't allow one night. We have a minimum stay of 3 nights to keep the party yourself.
So. Well, I think, and do we have any questions for the applicant directly? I think this is one of those, is when is too many for a neighborhood, but there are some here, and it does. You know, they do own 3 lots there, within that area. So it seems like it would be compatible with the concerns of the neighbors when you add too many to a residential area. Any questions, comments?
clarify.
Have we ever had a complaint to the planning commission about that by the rules you've got now?
No, or the other two, the Nerup Tate Road. I have not received any complaints.
Do you have a question?
I just wanted to clarify that the new building will be completely on lot 18.
Yes, sir. Right?
And it'll have a totally separate septic, on-site septic system.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman, in your comments, questions, see if anybody has any parts of this, since it's special use, that it does not meet. A, B, C, D, E, or F, kind of go through them.
Do they have these as well?
Yes, everyone's provided a scratch sheet to work with during the
We are in the special use permit area, so prior special use permit being granted, Planning Commission shall consider the adequate provisions that have been made for the following, and then there's utilities, access for police, fire, refuse, location size of the proposed use in relation to the site and adjacent sites. Location, nature, height of structures, walls. General compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, general safety, health, comfort, general welfare, and standards for development in these regulations. Comments, considerations, questions for the applicant?
You have preliminary plans for the new build. I'm assuming there'll be some type of coordinated theme or as far as aesthetic value to the property?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything that the owner builds, he puts a lot of additional value to the property. Down to the light fixtures and the flood covers.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the application as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion to the application? Or the motion for the application approval? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
6-0.
Thank you.